Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, if you have any delinquent taxes that you owe in Santa Rosa County, you might want to pick up a copy of the Gulf Breeze News because we have the tax rolls in there. And if you're also interested in paying some of these tax deeds and you can go see the county and see what you can do about it. But those are in the Gulf Breeze News this week, and they are on the newsstands now and also available on our website.
Very good. Always good information. Always good to check it, too. You have the boardwalk and the welcome area to the Shoreline Park got dedicated to Mayor Terry Fitch, about a week ago, right?
It was last Thursday. What a nice event. Beautiful weather. We were there to celebrate her. It was dedicated to her. This is the Welcome Center at the boardwalk that is in Gulf Breeze. It was constructed over a period of time to let people access the unique waterfront down there. There's marshes. There's, of course, we've got all kinds of animals and plants that are down there. The whole biome is very different from other things you might see here. And it's also a great place to take a walk because you can, it's about a third of a mile, maybe a little bit longer. And you can go down there and, enjoy it, but you cannot bring your dogs, no dogs. But this Welcome Center area is beautiful. It was her concept to have an outdoor classroom, and it would be wonderful for kids to come there, students to enjoy the beautiful area. Or I thought it'd be a great venue for a wedding also.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. You mentioned dogs, and since we're talking about Shoreline Park, I think the story of the week out of Gulf Breeze was the announcement that Sam Abel and the city council made Monday when they announced that the dog park is going to be closed for 2 weeks because the adults don't know how to get along. I've heard rumors of some of the details here. I'm sure you have good details for us. This sounds like Uber Karenism gone wild, but you tell me, what have you learned?
Well, it's continuing to develop, but it turns out that there have been so many disputes between some of the people who bring their dogs to the dog park that they are contacting the city staff, they are contacting the police, they're accusing each other of discrimination. Now there actually has been an ADA complaint filed because one of the people there wears a boot, like as if you hurt your leg.
Sure.
And so this is way more than we wanted. We wanted to have a nice place for people to go visit. And it used to be that people said, we love it because we've met friends there.
Yeah.
We can go and visit, do things. It's unfortunately, there's just some people who just can't get along with other people, don't play well in the sandbox. And so the city had no choice but to close it to stop using city resources to answer these complaints. And what they learned was that most of the people, in fact, I think all the people, do not live in the city of Gulf Breeze, are not taxpaying city residents. Therefore, the city's like, this cannot stand. There is another dog park that is on the water, and it is ADA compliant. But they don't want to go to that one, so they want to use this one. So now no one gets to play there. No one gets to enjoy it. So it is a very sad situation, and the city just, throwing their hands in the air saying, we can't continue to deal with it.
The way I had kind of heard it was that there was like a clique, kind of a group of people that were acting like they were the hall monitors for the dog park kind of thing. Is that kind of what you've learned, or am I off base on that?
Well, as I said, we're continuing to find out. And I think some of these people, and this is just a rumor that some of these people may have actually been invited to leave other dog parks, and that's a nice way to put it. So there are some people that just, don't really do well with other people. And so, but everyone should have a dog because even if you can't have a friend that's a person, you can have a friend that's a dog, right?
There you go. All right. Well, it's not me, it's you. That's what I hear out of all that. We also have the story about Dr. Ben Brown. This is license suspended now, right?
It is suspended. He is going to still be able to perform surgeries, but only at a licensed hospital and only under the supervision of a licensed physician. We do have a story about it and about three patients that saw Dr. Brown, and they were sorry that they did. Two of them were very sorry they did. The third one died, and that happened to be his wife.
Yeah.
But the stories that they tell are horrific, and it is a very engrossing read, although it is very
unpleasant.
Sick. And yeah. He's very unpleasant, and he needed to be shut down a long time ago, it sounds like. So, but hopefully now the problem is solved, but I don't know what happened with him. But apparently he used to be a good surgeon, and then something went awry. And we have that story in this issue. It's very, people have been asking me, when are you going to do something about Dr. Ben Brown? And I said, well, until he's charged, until something is done. We're not going to accuse someone of anything until we know the facts. That's just kind of the way we do things here at the Gulf Breeze News. And
like a responsible journalist or something.
Trying to be. We try to be very responsible.
You've also got stories about Galvez. We have Galvez Day coming up. Mother's Day is Sunday. And no, making sure that your wife gets all the chores done by Saturday so she can enjoy Sunday is not what Mother's Day celebration is all about. Just a note to friends who might, for no reason whatsoever. And all kinds of sports and stuff inside. Lisa Newell now, quite apart from the Gulf Breeze News, you have another announcement to make. Is that right?
I do. Yesterday, I FedExed my application to run for Florida Senate District 1. So I am going to be on the ballot, and I am looking forward to hearing from people about what they want out of their Florida senator.
But it hasn't been received yet, I presume. So this is against this is for the seat that Doug Broxson is vacating, right? Against already filed Don Gates, right?
That is correct, and I'm not a millionaire. And I do believe that I can help represent some of the families in our district who are struggling with high insurance costs and high power bills and some of the things that everyday families are dealing with, while our legislature has been dealing with a lot of unpopular measures and ignoring these big issues that we all need to deal with. So, yes, I have thrown my hat in the ring, and it's a big decision.
Wow.
But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to the whole thing.
We're kind of in an awkward space, right? Because as a journalist, you typically don't go public about like your political views. And yet here you are as the, publisher of the newspaper, and you're running a political campaign. What party did you file as?
Democrat.
As a Democrat.
So
okay.
I will be on the ballot in November.
So this would be the general election,
and
not a primary. Go ahead.
General election, yes. I do believe in a two-party system, and I do believe that, stones sharpen stone, and we need to have people who are accountable to the people, and they need to run. We don't want someone to just walk into the office again, like we continue to have doing. So I figured it was time to put someone's name on the ballot. I tried to get someone else to run because I felt like I was, I'm not wealthy. I don't have, I'm not a lawyer. But I think in a way those things are going to help me because I can relate to more people that way.
Is there main goals, main platform? I mean, I know this is brand new, but you've obviously been thinking about it for a couple of weeks. So in terms of what you want to accomplish or how you see your vision, being different from, obviously running in this area as a Democrat puts you at a numerical disadvantage, but, okay. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I think our legislature has just been so tone deaf to what's going on. They spent most of their time with running an anti-woke campaign. They have had, we've had a Republican-controlled legislature for decades. They have a supermajority. Meanwhile, like I said, our insurance rates are through the roof. People cannot pay. They're afraid they're going to lose their homes. Our power bills are so high. People are afraid to turn their power on or turn their air conditioner on because they're afraid they're going to be able to have to dip into their savings if they have any left. There's just so many issues right now that I feel like families are dealing with that our legislature is not really addressing. I think it's time to turn up the heat and try to get something done about that. Instead, they're just recycling the same candidates.
Interesting. Well, I look forward to a good discussion between you and, the former senator himself. And obviously, I'm with you in this sense, though I'm not a Democrat. I am glad for at least a two-party system, and I'm always glad for political races to be contested. I don't think that anybody should proceed uncontested into anything in politics. So I appreciate that. I think it takes a lot of guts, and obviously we've known each other an awful long time. So it does put you in, again, I think kind of an awkward position because on the one hand, as a journalist, on the other hand, now an activist, right? And so that's going to be a challenging hat to wear. Does it require you to step away from the newspaper at all? I wouldn't think so, but I'm just curious because I know how it works would work for on air, but on air is different with the FCC.
The salary for a Florida senator is quite low. I could not live on that salary. I will continue to have my day job. But again, I think it's sort of a great, it really cooperates with each other, because we do have the ability to talk to people. And that's my goal is I love talking to people. I love to hear other people's stories. Mm-hmm. I'm not really big on telling my story. So I think listening is the best thing that a politician can do. I've never, you know, described myself as a politician before. That sounded kind of funny. But I just feel like we needed to have someone who was able to step up. And I thought, well, if no one will, then why don't I do it?
I understand. Very interesting. Well, again, you know, I tell anybody who runs for office, I appreciate that it's a challenging thing to do, and I appreciate people willing to do it. I'm not, so I always appreciate the other people who are. Lisa Newell, who is running now as a, you know, she has filed in order to run for state Senate District 1. You know, best of luck in the campaign, and we will talk to you again soon. Lisa, thanks for the time. I always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andrew.